spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
It's the Cat Named Mo Show. The show Black Radio Weekly said was too white to review.
SBK, you have to. We're in a break. And Roman. What? I missed Roland, you. What happened?
Roland was offering all of the guests sandwiches. And he pulled out a sack of hamburger buns. And at first I thought he had the sandwiches pre-made. But he's in the corner making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on hamburger buns. I wanted to hate on him, but, you know, it's still bread.
Jerrica, you're actually eating one of his homemade.
It's actually really good, and it's, the chunky peanut butter?
Absolutely. Mm. Lots of nuts in my peanut
wow.
butter.
Wow, okay.
I don't know, man.
All right, but let me ask you this, because you were unaware of the amount of guests that we would have in here.
Yeah.
Do you just on general principle roll with a pack of hamburger buns?
Sometimes.
So it looked like a big pack, like a pack of 12.
No, it was 8.
It was 8.
It was 8.
So did you have like 2 patties and then you had some leftover hamburger buns?
It was unopened when I brought them in.
All right. You specifically went out to get hamburger buns.
No, they came from the house. I grabbed a shopping bag, threw right. the buns in there, threw the peanut butter, threw the jelly, and out the door.
I guess my question, do you have any hamburger meat at home?
That was going to be my question.
Are you trying to make a hamburger eventually?
I don't think so.
All right.
Okay, but then the follow-up question is, why don't you just have bread?
There's probably some of that, too.
Well, why didn't you grab the bread?
Because this was free bread that I got the other day, so I still had it with me, and I just wanted to use it.
Before. And we just want to get free bread.
I mean, it depends on what cubicle you sit in.
Is there a spot that I don't know about? Just the free?
Yes, the cubicle that you sit in.
Are you homeless?
Well, no.
Okay, but yeah. Tagging on to SBK's query, isn't the bread that you have at home, that you said that's technically free bread because it's already purchased?
Well, it was just, I don't know, I can't explain it. It was there. I had to eat it before it goes bad. And if I brought more for others, maybe they would like it too.
Let me just take a stab here. If those buns had a little piece of green mold on it, would you pinch that off and keep on trucking?
It's so sad that he knows me that well. Yes.
I figured.
Oh my gosh, should I be examining
yes,
this bun
right now?
Yes,
of course you should.
Am I going to get sick?
No, just pinch off that part and just keep on going.
It's actually really good for you.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's not what they make penicillin out of.
It's not like blue cheese where it needs to be molded.
Right.
Yeah, there's a process in making penicillin. Oh. They don't just take mold and inject it into your bloodstream.
You don't just eat moldy bread?
No.
Oh. Whoops.
Oh, it's all right, man. I'm not knocking your hustle.
Is that called a hustle nowadays?
It's something. It's wow. a struggle, at least.
Now, let me ask you something. Does the peanut butter and jelly, Jerrica, taste better on a hamburger bun?
Definitely not, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
All right. Well, I got a salty pretzel and nut bar in my bag I could have given you.
I think I'll pass.
It wasn't a euphemism. I actually have a salty pretzel and nut.
So pretzel, nuts, and boiled eggs. That's how you roll, Mo?
Only when he's sick.
Yeah, I'm sick. I couldn't hear. Look, I'm not lying to you.
Occasionally, he brings in a whole entire avocado. Mm-hmm. Then he'll just eat that.
See,
there.
See, that I would enjoy.
Do you want to see what's in the contents of my bag?
What is in that bag?
Okay. I'm not even going to lie to you. I have, and I'm going to pull it out if you're watching Bone TV. I had no point. This is not a magician trick. I have a sweet and salty nut chocolate pretzel bar.
Okay, Nature Valley. That's good
Nature
stuff.
Nature Valley.
Are there cough drops in there?
No. I have some floss.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
We knew he was going to have that. Make sure you don't fall. Important.
I have a bottle of Texas Pete's hot sauce.
Oh, my gosh. Which,
so far, that goes with nothing else that you have.
All right. Hot sauce. I have some earbuds in a container.
Okay.
And I have
some more hot sauce.
I have a switchblade.
That's a switchblade?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a nice knife. Let me see that knife.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, no, wait, but
look at that. Look
at that. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, let me
there, catch.
Yeah.
I have a switchblade. I feel like we're at show and tell right now.
I have a switchblade.
In school.
And finally, for no specific reason, I have a harmonica.
Hot sauce, harmonica.
Okay, now I have to ask you, are you homeless?
That is a homeless kid, isn't it?
What do you do with this knife, man?
It's just in case, man. It's just in case. It's a rough world out there, SBK. I don't know if you noticed.
That's the same thing that the hot sauce is for, just in case.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the harmonica.
Just in case.
Just in case you need to do a harmonica solo sometimes.
Yeah, sadly, I have no hamburger buns. But that's a nice little switchblade, ain't it? Right there?
It's nice.
Yeah, it'll do the job, you know.
I'm going to hand this back to you. Let me wipe off the prints.
All right. We are ready. Are you ready to entertain us, Jerry X?
Yes.
I know you guys have to get out of here. Well, yeah, we have our author in as well. We're going to talk to him for a little bit. And then I have another. Jerrica, you have news to do, don't you, girl?
I do.
It just goes by so fast. I don't know how you like stay on topic when you don't. But
I
know. But Jerry, you know what? It's so weird because I do a Monday through Friday show with Johnny B. Johnny B. will be following me, by the way. There will be live broadcasting content to Not Drew Garabo Live, the repeat. But Johnny B. from 3 until 6:30, so stick around for that. But, I do the Monday through Friday show, and then by Saturday, I go, what am I going to talk about? And, man, I have 3 hours to fill, and God damn it, if every time I come in here, I don't look at the clock and go, where the hell did the time go?
Yeah, it goes by so fast.
It
yeah.
really does. Thanks. That's a testament to I have really good people working with me, great people. Jerrica Rowland, Eric does a lot. He's not here right now. He's under the weather.
Yeah, shout out to Eric.
Yeah, he did a lot to put the show together, and I appreciate that. And, of course, with SBK here, it's going to go twice as fast. So, anyway, we have just about another hour to go, so we still have some content for you. But right now, you're going to do this is the only cover that you do live. Is this what I'm understanding? Didn't we talk about this when we were throwing back some bourbons a little while ago?
Yeah, there's a second one that I do, which is a Pat McDonald song, but this primarily has been the only cover that we ever do when we play shows.
And why does this song speak to you? Or does it?
It does, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I could go into like, you know, an hour long like spiel and the detail of it, I guess I could just sing it.
People will
figure
know.
Figure it out for themselves, I guess.
Okay, there you go. That's exactly what we're going to do. This is the beautifully talented Jerry X performing a cover of one of my favorite songs. It's a Drive-By Truckers song, and it is called Goddamn Lonely Love.
I got a green and I've got a blues, and every day there's a little less difference between the two. And I belly up and disappear. Well, I ain't really drowning cause I see the beach from here. And I could take a greyhound home. When it got there, it'd be gone along. But everything at home is made of us. So I'll take two of what you have, and I'll take all of what you got to kill this goddamn lonely love. Sister, listen to what your daddy says. Don't be ashamed of things to hide behind your dress. Belly up and our wants you back. Well, I ain't really falling asleep, I'm fading black. Yeah, and you could come to me by plane, but that wouldn't be the same as that old motel room in Texarkana was. So I'll take two of what you have, and I'll take all of what you got to kill this goddamn lonely, goddamn lonely love. Stop me if you've heard this one before. A man walks into a bar and leaves before his ashes hit the floor. Stop me if I ever get that far. The sun's a desperate star that burns like every single one. For you, well, I could find another dream, one that keeps me warm and clean. But I ain't dreaming anymore, I'm waking up. So I'll take two of what you have, and I'll take all of what you got to kill this goddamn lonely, goddamn lonely love. So I'll take two of what you're having, I'll take everything you got to kill this goddamn lonely, goddamn lonely love. All I got is this goddamn lonely, goddamn lonely love. All I got is this goddamn lonely, goddamn lonely love.
Oh God, my voice is not awake yet.
Oh, stop it!
I apologize.
It. Would you stop it?
That was rough.
It. No, that was not. Oy. You stop. She does this every time. She knows
I'm
her
so
voice is
right
beautiful.
So sweaty right now. It's awful. Nurse.
Baby, that was beautiful. Is anybody in here going to tell me that wasn't beautiful?
That was great.
I thought it was awesome.
As soon as I leave, yes.
Yes. No. That was beautiful, and thank you so much for doing that. Where are you playing out tonight?
Tonight I'm playing at Crooked Thumb Brewery. And Safety Harbor, we're playing a short set from 5 to 6, and then Have Gun Will Travel, who are my favorite local band, and they've been my buds for about 10, 12 years or
okay.
so. They're playing after us from 6 until 9.
Okay, right. Then give me the name of that place one more time.
Crooked Thumb Brewery.
Okay.
And it's in Safety Harbor.
There you go. Now swing one mic over to Barbara and Brooke so they can tell me one more time. Give me the event one more time. I know you guys got to get out of here. The event one more time, and tell the people what they can get if they participate in the poker run, aside from a great feeling for helping a great cause.
Okay, so the event is Miles for Memory Poker Run. It's put on by St. Anthony's Hospital Foundation. And it's Saturday, September 24th, starts at 2 o'clock at the Hollander. We're going to go to Park Shore Grill, Station House, and end up at the Avenue. $25 gets you free appetizers at every one of those stops and happy hour drink prices.
All right, there you go.
And a t-shirt.
And a t-shirt right there. And again, it helps a fantastic cause. We're going to post that up on our webs, on our page, and make sure that people know. And then I'll also mention it as we get closer to the event. Jerry, we're going to be shooting a video in a couple of weeks, correct?
Correct.
All right. You know I love you, Jerry, right?
I love you, too. Thanks for having
right.
me.
No, thank you for always
sorry
coming.
Sorry for everyone's ears.
Would you stop it? You know the listeners love you, girl.
Okay.
That was beautiful. That was
thank
beautiful.
You.
There we go. We're going to talk books when we come back. You ever read a book, Roland?
We had that conversation once before. I couldn't remember the name of it.
I'm going to tell you one that you should read. When we get back, don't go anywhere. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.